This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Let the music play. Damas y caballeros, bienvenido. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide via the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio. 35 years of defenses now. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA this hour. Open phone lines around the planet. If you dare to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm going back to the article by the San Jose Mercury News of me a few years back where Colin Seymour, the esteemed Colin Seymour, of course, the great writer that he is, did this TV column, and he's talking about the fact that people were scared to call me, that I would jump on him. Well, you know, we used to have the toilet. Remember the toilet? Ring Talk fans were who we just flush listeners down the toilet when they would call and say stupid stuff. So I've canned the toilet, but still people get a little upset. They're a little afraid. Afraid of me? Why is that? Here I stand, knocking out all bums, baby, 35 years. That's why. Open phone lines around the planet as we talk, of course. John Jones, December 29th, the return of John Jones, the light heavyweight champion in exile. Of course, the man had his title taken away for steroids, and he had some coke issues and this and that. Lots of personal problems involving John Jones, but he's a cheat. There's no doubt about it. So what do I want to do? I want to put him in with the other cheat. Brock Lesnar, the battle of the cheats. Let them do all the steroids they want. We'll call it UFC 240. That's right, John Jones and Brock Lesnar. Forget Daniel Cormier. Speaking of Cormier, we'll talk about him in depth, the light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. Also, we'll talk boxing ads, the upcoming boxing odds on the upcoming fights. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I'm running out of space, but this is Ring Talk.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
This isn't the Ed Sullivan Theater. This is the Ron Barr Theater. Ron Barr is the godfather of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So this is the Ron Barr Theater. And yes, is it cold? It's cold as hell in here. I mean, couldn't be cold as hell. Hell's supposed to be hot. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Bottom line is, it's freezing. Of course, 24/7, you can check us out, sportsbyline.com, iHeartRadio, you name it. We're rocking and rolling via the internet. Now, of course, this show today is dedicated in part to referee Phil Edwards. Of course, referee Phil Edwards performed last night on the DAZN card from New Orleans, and we talked about it in depth in hour number one, but I just want to keep his name in the news. And don't forget, I may come in contact with Mr. Edwards this week in Panama when I go to the WBO convention. And you can believe that I'm going to bring it up. I mean, I just, there were a couple of judges, I won't mention the names, and a couple of referees. I remember one time there was a judge about in Sacramento, California, and he was carrying on a conversation with the group person next to him, some fine girl, right? He was all hooked on this girl. So the fight's going on, and he's talking to this girl over there, and I was doing the TV. So I got up from the TV booth in between my little TV thing in between rounds. I went over there, told the judge, I said, hey, you're carrying on a conversation with her. You're supposed to be judging this fight. Concentration, that's 90% of the game. Now, Mr. Edwards, I believe he was concentrating last night, but he was a shill. What I mean by a shill is that he just acted so blatantly on the side of the cat from the UK that it was like, you know, having your father referee the fight for you. There were so many fouls, and fouls are, you know, and I'm bringing this up and I'm expanding on it because of the fact that I think that it may have ended this kid's career. It just may have. I mean, he may never be the same. I don't think I could have been the same after taking that kind of beating last night with the eye closing and all that kind of, all the fouls and getting hit with elbows and forearms. I mean, listen, the poor kid got everything was thrown at him, but he didn't get kneed in the nuts. Outside of getting kneed in the nuts, he had a pretty good night. That's how one-sided it was, I kid you not. And, of course, that was on the zone. A lot of boxing on the zone. Of course, if you don't have the zone yet, what are you waiting for? The zone is hot. It's happening, of course. ESPN Plus as well as another app. And the zone has Bellator MMA as well, and we'll get to that in depth. I'm hoping still to have Rob Brandt, of course, the current WBA 160-pound title holder, the man that beat down Ryota Murata last week. Beat him like he should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat up on him so bad. Seriously, that Japanese guy was looking all worse for wear after three or four rounds, and how he lasted as long as he did, you know, I don't know. I mean, the 12-round distance, I thought Brandt had the chance maybe to put him away a couple of times, but, you know, the Japanese fighter was much bigger and much stronger, and when you fight a bigger, stronger guy, you can feel it. You just can feel it, especially in the later rounds. But you can feel it. You know, when you go mano with him or chest to chest, and you go into a little clinch with this guy, and this guy's like moving you around like a dog. You say to yourself, damn, this guy is strong. So want him to get unstrong, let him get a little winded. But at the end of the day, Rob Brandt is now the WBA middleweight title holder. I'm very proud of him fighting out of Las Vegas, Nevada. And his trainer, Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, the former Eddie Gregory, born Eddie Gregory, the former WBA light heavyweight title holder himself, he has promised me that Rob Brandt will appear on the show in the coming week. So if you haven't got the Zone and ESPN Plus, you're going to starve as far as a boxing fan screen. I mean, you'll be able to watch stuff maybe delayed, but I think the Zone's just so happening. I'm just like, I'm not shilling for it. I'm telling you, that's the thing to do. That's the absolute thing to do. And I'm not a big guy on spending. You know, Johnny Sig talked about that in hour number one. We were both like, you know, do we want to spend this money? Not that it was a lot of money. It's just that we thought it was like a hook. In other words, once they start hooking you on one app, two apps, but I can't go four or five apps. But with the Zone and ESPN Plus, those two apps, what do they cost me? Maybe $14 a month. I think I can handle that and watch all the fights. What does Larry Murch say? As much boxing as you can handle. Now, back to the UFC. They were rocking and rolling last night. Of course, you know, the UFC is a $4.2 billion entity. Of course, the highest valued sports franchise in the entire world. Why? I don't know. But, of course, last night they had a UFC fight night on Fox Sports 1. And it rocked pretty good as far as the light heavyweight main events was concerned. But a bit of an upset in the minds of some people as Volkan Ozdemir, of course, a guy that lost in his light heavyweight title bid against the two-time champion, I mean the two-division champion, Daniel Cormier, the light heavyweight, 205 pounds, and heavyweight, 205-plus champion. He lost to him in his last fight out. Last night, he was beaten by Anthony Smith, a rear-naked choke. Just choked the snot out of him at 426 in the round number three. That was the main event on Fox Sports 1. Michael Johnson, contender at 155, 1.9, trying to make 145. I guess he didn't make it. But he did win the fight at 147, a catchweight fight. Of course, the featherweight limit in MMA is 145, and the welterweight limit in boxing is 147. So they sort of changed names there. But Johnson, weighing 147 last night, fighting as a between featherweight and lightweight, defeated Artem Lobov with a unanimous nod across the board. Two rounds, one on two judges' cards, and three to zip on the other. Now, the rest of the fights on the card, you know, I'd have to take Viagra to get up for this one. I'm sorry, like a lot of Viagra, like maybe 2,000 milligrams, because I don't want to see these fights that go the distance. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all these fights with the distance, I don't want to see that. Let me tell you, there were like 14 fights in this card, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine fights went to a decision out of 14 fights. That's not good. Nobody wants to watch fights go to a decision because they don't want to see people like me score fights, although I can score them. Again, the bottom line is, you know, when you look at a fight, it's pretty easy to figure out what's going on here. I mean, you're gonna use the criteria of the four departments of scoring. Of course, effective aggressiveness, effective punching, clean punching, okay, ring generalship, and defense. Well, defense hardly gets any play of that. It's all about clean punching. Who's landing the clean shots is usually the guy that's going to win the round. And you know, it's like this. What did Larry Merchant say? If you ever want to know who won a close fight, ask a 10-year-old kid. Anyway, these fights last night on ESPN. Court McGee was on this show in the past. Of course, the guy from the Canada fighting at home defeated Alex Garcia in a unanimous nod across the board, 29-28, but they sort of made things easy for him, I thought. Outside of that, the card sort of sucked. But, you know, you didn't have to pay for it. It was on Fox Sports 1. Next week, you have to pay for a card that I think will suck. And why do I say that? Because I'm honest. UFC 230, of course, Daniel Cormier, the aforementioned light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. Of course, the man that's only lost to John Jones, but not once but twice. Got lit up by John Jones. He got owned by John Jones. In fact, you know, John Jones could put him on a leash and walk him down the street. That's how much John Jones just dominates Daniel Cormier. I mean, he was crying. He was moaning one time, crying after it. But I guess there isn't much controversy. He beat me up twice. Yeah, well, the second time Jones tested positive for steroids, so that sort of threw that fight out. Outside of the steroid issue, John Jones would be a tremendous fighter if he was clean, but he'll never be clean. These guys, no doubt about it, it's part of your makeup. I mean, if you're a cheater, but listen, boxers are always looking for an advantage. I used to have my advantage. I used to sneak espresso into the dressing room. I kid you not, that was it. I snuck like a 4 or 5 shots of espresso in the dressing room like 30 years before the fight. My mother would see me, oh my God, you're going to do that? Do the 4 shots. I'm like, flying, baby, walking on air. That's the way you want into the ring. You know, I don't want into the ring all relaxed and thinking about things. Because the one time I did enter the ring relaxed, I fought Juan Rodriguez over in Oakland, California. I had beat up on Juan so bad in the gym, it was sad. I mean, it was sad. I dropped him a couple times. He was I can't think of Frank's last name. Anyway, Frank trained him and out there in the Excelsior. And I used to beat him up all the time. And what happened? We had a fight. He licked me like a stamp. He just did. I wasn't scared. I didn't go into the fight with anticipation, no anxiety, this and that. I relaxed the night before. In fact, I think I was seeing my girlfriend up to a couple days before the fight because he was nothing until he beat me. So you never know in the world of boxing. Never know in the world of combat sports, baby. I mean, you can take things lightly and get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I didn't get lit up like the White House Christmas tree, but guess what? I learned a significant lesson that night, no doubt about that. Never underestimate your opposition, whether it be in combat sports or real life. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, talking MMA, baby, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
24 and a half minutes past here. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm chuckling because, you know, sometimes you're doing things in the digital world, all this computer stuff in front of you, and, like, things just don't work right. You get a little frustrated. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, the UFC has suspended both Khabib and Conor McGregor, the UFC meaning the Ultimate Fighting Championship. They actually haven't suspended them. the Nevada State Athletic Commission put forth these suspensions. Of course, that means they're going to fine these guys a lot of money and try to extract fines from them because they're still holding $1 million of what Khabib owns. Khabib has of a $2 million purse. You tune in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Signorella from Las Vegas. Johnny Sig, what's happening in the world of MMA? Down there, of course, what are the latest lines? Or, of course, is Daniel Cormier considered that much of a threat? I mean, is his opponent that much of a threat next week, or is Cormier going to roll through this guy as like another hobo?
I think Cormier rolls through him like a hobo, Pete. You know, I like Daniel. He's a good fighter. I really want to see him face Brock, but we don't know what's up with Brock right now. He's in between the WWE, the UFC, so we see what we get. The fight I'm looking forward to most is Cyborg and Nunes, man. That's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that one, which I believe is right around New Year's Eve, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so Cormier and Brock Lesnar were supposed to hook it up in December, December 20th. That was supposed to be the fight along with Amanda Nunes and Chris Cyborg Santos. Those were the two co-features, and that was going to be 10 scheduled rounds of MMA mayhem, no doubt about it. Now, it looks like either Lesnar didn't pass a drug test and they're not talking about it, or Cormier said, you know what, I'm not going to do the drug test in the way you want me to do. I'm not going to fight Brock Lesnar. I'm going to fight this other guy. And, you know, he's got to fight Brock Lesnar because that was going to be his farewell fight. That was where he was going to make his money. Being a good wrestler, a former collegiate champion, U.S. Olympian as Cormier, of course, and Lesnar, his wrestling base would be a battle of two wrestlers. But I think Cormier would have a decent shot there. But at the end of the day, you're probably looking at the offensive firepower of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for Lesnar, a very physical guy, but he can't take a punch. That's why I give Cormier the advantage in that fight because Lesnar is very, very chinny, to say the least. Right? So I was looking forward to seeing that. I tell you what, I mean, we saw McCain Vasquez that first time when he was really exposed. And just the way he was taking those punches and just like kind of, you know, not being able to stand on his feet and rolling around, looking like a drunk sailor or something like that. I was concerned. I'm like, oh, man, homeboy can't take a shot. Go ahead.
John, you got to go back to the Shane Carwin fight, a fight that he won. He took like almost 100 punches. He took a hell of an ass whooping, I think, in that first or second round did Brock Lesnar, and he came back with Shane Carwin, just punched himself out. But if ever he turned and he ran, he was running away from, he turned his back and ran away from Shane Carwin. And I would have told him, if a guy ever turned his back on me, you know, you're supposed to hit a guy in the back and this and that, but you know, that kind of, but you know, I think I'd hook him. I think I'd hook him around the front. You know what I'm saying? If he turned his back around, I think I'd still connect to the front. I'd hook around the shoulder.
100%. That's an act of submission, you know, on their behalf. And maybe that fight, like you were saying right there, broke Brock. Because sometimes a fight when you're taking a lot of punishment, Pete, like we talked about in hour number one, you know, with the guy with the eye from last night, Anthony, in the boxing match on DAZN. Yeah. I mean, my whole thing is that sometimes, yeah, exactly. Sometimes a fight can really damage your career moving forward and take something out of you.
Okay, here's what's up. Imagine this. I run into judge and referee Phil Edwards this week in Panama City at the WBO convention. How should I approach him? How would Johnny Sig approach him? Seriously, you have to do it professionally. You have to do it assertively. Yes, but sir. How would you do that? How would Johnny Sig do that?
Well, you got to ask him, you know, politely, like you said, approach him.
Time out. Wait, Tom, what am I saying? What the f*** were you doing? What the f*** were you doing?
Well, that's where I was going with this eventually. You know, then you start to lean on him. Hey, bye, I'm John. You know, I work for Ring Talk, and I was watching that fight last week, and I wanted to know what the beep were you doing. Then you lean on him.
The old Jersey way, Johnny Signorella. Back to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we've got Brock, we've got Daniel Cormier, but the guy I think is the real star, and whether he's the bad boy, the steroid king, call him what you want, but John Jones is really the guy. He's the magic guy as far as the UFC is concerned, as far as male performers are concerned. I think the fact that he's been the bad boy, suspended a couple of times, had the coke issues, at the end of the day, I mean, he's beaten the heavyweight champ of the world decisively, not once but twice.
You know, I always liked John Bones, and then when I heard all these things that were going on with him, whether it was, you know, mixing coke with Viagra and taking steroid, whatever the hell he was doing, I was like, man, now that puts a black eye. It tarnishes the record a little bit. You know, let's give him another chance. Hopefully he remains clean. He passed, you know, his test so far, and hopefully he goes through the motions of getting back on track. I've always been a fan. Let's see what he's capable of. I'm willing to give him this second or third shot at this point. You know, let's see what happens.
Dana White talked yesterday's show about Floyd Mayweather possibly training in MMA, but he obviously saw the light on that. He's not going to do that. Now, this Khabib stuff is sort of dead as far as Khabib fighting Floyd Mayweather is concerned. Is there a vibe in the Las Vegas papers as to what they're going to do as far as Khabib's eventual punishment will be?
A little bit of a vibe. And they're talking suspension like you spoke about. I think there is a suspension, which I think is just ridiculous. Guys, that wasn't really a riot. You want to see a riot? Look at Bogolato 1. Look at Holyfield Tyson 2. And I could go on and on about that. Now, I don't like what those guys did. It was a bad look. Kids are watching this thing. You don't want the F-bombs flying left and right. You don't want people hopping fences trying to fight whoever in the crowd, you know, with police breaking it up. And great job on behalf of the security, by the way, out here in Vegas. Metro's top-notch, one of the best out there in the world. But, you know, bottom line is I don't think these guys should be punished to this degree. I can't blame Khabib for acting the way he did. You know, Conor attacking his father, his religion, everything else underneath the sun, which this guy holds very passionate in Khabib. But I think the next move is obviously Khabib wants to make money, and UFC's kind of screwing with him right now. Mayweather's the money man. As much as we want to just put Mayweather to bed and stop talking about him, you know, we were talking like the ex-chick that wouldn't go away, the ex-girl that you just over. Yeah, Floyd is always going to be relevant because he's got the book bag. He's got the bag with the cash. So,
But Johnny, Khabib's been burned for 3 years. They were supposed to give him the title shot before Conor got it, and they gave it to Conor because Conor was a 145-pound guy moving up to 155. They gave him the title shot with Eddie Alvarez, so essentially the UFC took about 2 years off his championship run right then and there. I mean, they've done enough. They've abused this guy, Khabib, enough.
Yes, sir. All the more reason to go and face Floyd. Or how about go to Bellator? From what I understand, Bellator is offering Khabib a good amount of money. Like, hey, buddy, we're going to pay you. Hey, we're going to treat you with respect. We're not going to put this A-side guy, you know, who's popular in pop culture, obviously, in Conor McGregor. You know, he's great at what he does. Conor's great mouthpiece. But they're saying, you know what, we're going to honor you and respect you for who you are as an athlete. And I think a guy like Khabib, who is all business first, deserves that kind of network and that kind of company to endorse his product.
Wow. We're talking, of course, about Khabib being the undefeated lightweight champion, baby. What is he now, 26-0, 27-0? No matter whose records you change, check, he's all about being undefeated. He is the real deal, no doubt about it. And of course, Khabib looking to see what's going to happen as far as his future is concerned, because if he gets suspended 6 months, it's no big thing. If he gets a year, that's going to take another bite out of his career because, you know, the window in combat sports, it doesn't stay open that long, just like professional football. The average life of an NFL guy is like 4.5 years.
Contact in combat sports is a rough business, my brother, and you're absolutely right. You have a short window of opportunity to make money, and hopefully you do so, and you leave these sports with all your faculties. Okay.
More fights on that UFC 230 card. Of course, Chris Weidman, the former middleweight champion out of New York City, upstate New York, taking on Ronaldo Souza, a very good fighter as well. Weidman, of course, there was like 30 guys down in L.A. in San Jose to watch Weidman take on the Filipino wrecking machine, Munoz. And I said to myself, you know, this guy's never been taken off his feet. Why is he like an underdog here, okay? So I picked Weidman. And these people run up to me after the fight, these people from the UFC, why did you pick Chris Weidman? Well, he never lost, and he's never been taken off his feet. And he just beat the Filipino wrecking machine down. Of course, he went on to win the middleweight championship. But the damage he incurred as middleweight champion, I think is monumental, and I think that Chris Weidman is a shell of what his former self is. Ronaldo Souza is a guy who's like 40, 42 years old, so he's old and long in the tooth. David Branch versus Jared Carner, these are all pay-per-view bouts. I don't think so. Carl Robertson breaking down Jack Marshman, I don't know. Derek Brunson and Israel Adesuna, that is your pay card. In other words, you want to pay $70 for that. Johnny, is that a $70 card?
No way.
So
I'm not paying for that card.
So could you imagine people like going to websites like VIPBox.tv and FirstRowSports.eu and like picking up the sigil in Chinese or something like that?
Hey, I heard of these things. I don't know about them.
We're not fostering that, folks. We're not saying that you should go to VIPBox.tv and then eliminate the little boxes with your mouse. We're not saying you should do that, but you do have the option. The internet does give you the option. Because listen, I want to tell everybody out there, the internet is not all about porn, although 27% of the internet is pornography.
Yes, it is.
No, you didn't know that. You didn't know how to comment on that. I saw there was a long, long pause there. You don't know how to comment on that. What I'm trying to say is, in other words, for every 10 times that somebody turns on the internet, 2.7 times they turn it on to get off.
You know what? You're absolutely right, Pedro.
How did we get there? We don't know.
You're I can say other things, but we're on a PG show right
you're
now.
You're tuning to Mighty Sports by PG. You're tuning to Mighty Sports by Live Broadcast Network. This is, of course, your MMA Hour. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I guess the best fight coming up is going to be from Beijing, China. That's right. MMA inventing Beijing, China. Talk about Francis Ngannou taking on Curtis Blaydes. Both heavyweights. Both guys can punch. Ngannou won the first fight. I'm hoping Curtis Blaydes knocks this guy out. Just a muscle-bound freak, Francis Ngannou. When he got lit up by Stippy, everybody said he was going to win. I told you he wasn't. Bottom line is, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts, baby.
Race.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and like a thousand different other platforms. And I want to say hello to my boy in Las Vegas listening on K-Shop, K-Shop 1200 AM, of course, where you can find just about anything in Las Vegas right there on K-Shop. Check it out. But we air on K-Shop Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time or Las Vegas time. Sin City, Las Vegas, of course. That's what my co-host, my right hand, my man, of course, my main man, the ace, Johnny Signorella, calls home. He has for a while. And, Johnny, I got a text here, and I'm sort of got to deal with this, I guess. As Pedro, as a registered judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions, I heard you make a pledge about 4 or 5 years ago that you weren't going to openly criticize other officials on air. What you did today was tantamount to a on-air castration of the referee, Phil Edwards, from the U.K. I think it because it was so blatant and so apparent. I mean, the only thing that the other guy didn't have last night, the referee didn't give him a billy club to hit him with. Outside of that, I thought the referee was complicit.
I agree, and there's a difference between a judge and a referee. You know, the referee is there to protect the fighter, make sure there's a clean fight happening in front of him, you know, transpiring directly in front of him, making sure the safety of the fighter is paramount over anything else. And that referee abandoned to do that last night. That's a completely different facet from it is judging. Judges have nothing to do with the safety of the fighter. They're there to observe the fighter and you know, the fight that's in front of them and critique exactly what it is that they felt was the result of what happened on that occasion. So that's a completely different facet.
Somebody shot me a text here. I thought I dropped an F-bomb in the prior segment. That was not an F-bomb, folks. If you listen to it again, it was like, started with a P. It wasn't an F. So the bottom line is, we sort of push the envelope a little bit. I won't push it anymore because evidently it ticks somebody off. Looking at this UFC schedule, though, the upcoming schedule, I'm not going to pay for a fight until I see John Jones and Gustafson. I want to see John Jones be tested, like, extensively as far as the steroids are concerned. But he beat Gustafson before. He'll beat him again. And then Cyborg and Amanda Nunes. You know, why would Amanda, outside of money, why would Amanda Nunes want to move up 10 pounds to fight Chris Cyborg Santos? Tell me that.
I think if you're a real competitor, especially in combat sports and have a lot of pride, you owe it to yourself to want to challenge the greatest that's out there. And credit to Amanda for trying to do so. I mean, Cyborg is scary, dude. I mean, as a man myself, even in my physical prime, I would run from her. You know what I mean? So this woman's out there trying, you know, to go balls to the wall, if you will, and, you know, do something and dare to be great. And I got to admire that. Win, lose, or draw. That's what we all care about. You put forth a good effort. You show some stones. In this case, you show courage and bravery for Amanda Nunes and taking on Cyborg. You know, I got to tell you what, girl, big up, respect.
Okay, if Amanda Nunes doesn't catch her with a lucky shot, she loses?
Yeah, you know, I'm saying Cyborg. How do you go against Cyborg? You know, how do you bet against her? It's tough. And until someone really, you know, takes her out in a convincing fashion, or maybe if she suddenly gets old overnight, I can't go against
her. Or she has problems making that weight at 145. You know, we were talking earlier, Larry Merchant and I, about Lucia Riker. Remember Lucia? She fought a guy and lost. I mean, that's what a tough chick she was. She fought a guy her own way, and man.
Oh, so, Riker.
Yeah, Lucia was a tough chick.
Yeah,
a tough
no chick. Joke.
Hey, I remember, I'll tell you a little Lucia Riker story now. Of course, she's retired, but Emmanuel Stewart not only trained her, he trained her. You hear what I'm saying? Well, they were lovers.
Well, that's a great man.
They were lovers. Emmanuel and her were lovers. That's what I was trying to say. Emmanuel and her were lovers.
I don't
say that on the air. But Emmanuel's gone now. 2012, 2013. I don't think that he would sweat me saying that. But yeah, they were lovers.
Well, you know what? More street cred for Emmanuel Stewart, who, you know, at the end of the day, has the most street cred in boxing, in my opinion, bro.
You really think
all
so? The gold father from the Kronk gym. You know, I was looking at my Kronk gym jacket today. Of course, it says Pedro Fernandez, and he had it made for me when I came to Detroit. And it was just like, it's like so cool, but it's getting a little old and it's starting to lose its elasticity around the sleeves and this and that. So it's still a beautiful leather jacket, man. And I'm like, freaking out about it. So I think I'm going to take it to my cleaners and tell her, can she like remodel it or something like that? You know what I mean? Because you can't lose this Kronk jacket. The Kronk gym is really no more.
No, I mean, those colors, man, the yellow and red just symbolize like being a badass. I mean, you look at Emmanuel Stewart as far as like training, I think, you know, he's the best that's ever done it. I think he's a tremendous trainer. You see the results whenever he got with Holyfield, especially Lennox Lewis, Klitschko, the list goes on and on. And as a soundbite, doing the commentary, he was amazing. He called the fight as it was. And I love the passion. He would just lose himself and scream, oh, my God, look at this. You can only dream of things like this. And then when you talk to him in normal conversation, he was such an intelligent and well-spoken guy that, you know, directly you understood exactly the point he was trying to convey. And I think that's why he was such a great trainer, because he was very clear about what his point was. Whether it be in conversation about boxing or anything in life, a great man, and he is missed dearly, Pedro.
February 1993, I'm kicking it at his house, and it's 17 degrees outside in February, okay, so it's really cold. So I want to smoke a joint. I don't want to smoke a joint in his house. That's disrespectful, right? So I go out, and I smoke this joint on the porch, and I have no idea that he's watching me on a video camera, okay? He's watching me and this and that. So I go back in. I smoke this big, fat doobie. Walk back in the house, take, you know, a couple, pull the old Donald Trump thing, a couple Tic Tacs, you know. Anyway, so I walk back in the house, and I walk him by his room, and he says, hey, Blood, come here. I said, yeah, what's up, man? He goes, man, you can't share? And I said, huh? You can't share? The Godfather, baby.
I can even offer your boy a little pull on that.
Yeah, but. I mean, listen, man, there was nothing to staying with him in his house. I mean, you know, I remember one time they booked me into some major hotel down in Detroit. We were doing some television there at the Cobo Hall. Of course, I got to introduce Aretha Franklin that night. That was a major life moment for me. But he put me in a hotel down, or the promoter put me in a hotel downtown, and the man said to me, come stay with me. And that was the beginning of it, man. And we just, every time I went to Detroit, I pocketed the hotel money and I stayed with Emmanuel.
Look what he did with fighters, too, like Andy Lee, became a father figure, took him in. You know, lived with him.
You know,
that just shows you, like, these are, yeah, go ahead.
You know, yeah, no, you're right, but he sort of played that father figure with guys that weren't all that, weren't the champion, weren't the upper echelon. He sort of fell for guys who were, like, in between. There was an amateur kid that he had in mind, it skips my mind right now, but he was a terror. He was U.S. champion, this and that, but then he met girls. You know what I'm saying? Once girls came into it, he was, like, done. But Emmanuel invested, like, almost $1 million in this kid, $1 million in an amateur fighter, and he never turned out as a pro. But that was the only major talent mistake I think that he made, because he was pretty good at talent. You know he was a bad – I told you he was a bad gambler, right? He'd bet on cockroaches going across the street in between fights if you let him.
Jeez, man. Going back to him real quick about being nurturing and stuff, sometimes – you give more sympathy to the guy that's limited but works harder, you know, because those guys got to overcompensate for something. So you see things in them. And I know this about training fighters or even training drummers and guitar players to be better musicians. You see guys that aren't naturally gifted. They understand that, but it makes them work like 3-4 times harder than the average guy, where, you know, the blessed person, if you will, the golden child that's out there just naturally gifted, that's when he finds women, drugs, and whatever. Ah, you know, I'm a great boxer. I'm naturally gifted, so I'm just going to go out tonight and party because I don't have to train. So it's funny how that balance works out. But in terms of him, you know, throwing down on some cockroaches fighting and whatnot, no, I wasn't aware of that, man.
Oh, he got ugly. It got his propensity to gamble was ugly. It just was. I mean, sometimes he'd come back from a fight and he'd owe a lot of money on the street. I mean, that's just the way. I'm not being frank with it. People say to me, I know there's people out there saying to me, you're violent. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not saying that he was a murderer or anything like that. He had a gambling problem. Emmanuel Stewart had a gambling problem, and most people that knew him closely knew that.
Well, I think one thing that we can honestly say here, and that's the whole thing about ring talk, we're honest, dude. You know, we shoot from the hip, okay. And we tell it like it is. We don't fabricate, you know, we don't blow smoke. For real.
I tend to pontificate at times. Yeah, anyway, let's talk about September, the upcoming next boxing week, of course, November the 3rd. Is it Rock and Roll? It looks like a good date.
Yeah, we got ESPN Plus with Miguel Burchelt against Miguel Roman, 12 rounds for Burchelt's, I believe, WBC junior lightweight title. Looking forward to the Zone, of course, Josh Taylor, Ryan Martin, junior welterweights. And also we got Donaire on that card. No deal, Donaire and Ryan Burnett. Squaring up for the WBA bantamweight title. So I'm looking forward to that, brother, as well.
You know, that's not fair that you even bring Mr. Donaire up anymore, because he was the Filipino Flash was a hell of a fighter. I mean, July 7th, 2007, he knocked out Vince Darchinian and knocked him into another time zone. I mean, Darchinian, the fighter from the Russian area, Vic Darchinian, knocked him out. When they woke Vic up, they said, "You've been knocked out." He goes, No, I haven't. He didn't remember it, okay? But he hadn't. But that was 2007. This is 2018. He peaked out in 2007. You know what I'm trying to say? He's 11 years past his peak.
Yes, sir. And unfortunately, you know, like a lot of great boxers, you know, I think Donaire at one point in time was a great talent. But the lower weight guys, they don't get paid. And it's worse than it is for guys that hang in the game too long at the higher weight classes, because at least there's money involved. This low weight class, there's not much money. So unfortunately, you get guys hanging in there for way too long. I remember that Darchinian thing, dude. That was funny. Darchinian had no idea what happened to him.
No.
He like, woken up, he's like, the guy was like, "You got knocked out." He's like, "No, I didn't."
He swore about it. He swore it. They were showing him the replay.
Yeah.
He wasn't believing. He was like one of those Trump people. He was looking at the replay going, "No, man, that ain't happening."
Bro, he was convinced that he wasn't knocked out. I'm like, "Dude, what are you talking about?" And they showed him a teleprompter. He's like, "Oh, I guess I was." You know?
Tickets for the Tyson, Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Tickets are starting to move at the Staples Center. They're anticipating a sellout. Do you think that will sell out?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to sell out. It's got L.A. written all over it. You know, the mouthpiece that Fury and Wilder are selling the fight greatly, and I'm looking forward to it. I think the West Coast in general, whether Vegas or L.A., is rumbling about it, and December 1st cannot come soon enough for fight fans.
What's next up for Mr. Lomachenko, Vasyl Lomachenko, the once-beaten 135-pound guy?
He's got Jose Pedraza, who lost the fight to Gervonta Davis a couple months back. And he's closing up the year on ESPN December 8th in New York City. And it's a unification bout. And we see what we get there. I mean, I'd like to see him with one of the guys from last night that we had seen. What was his name last night? Alberto Machado on HBO. Alberto Machado on HBO.
What about those two? What about those two tomato cans we saw? I mean, that was hysterical. Was that hysterical? They both should have went to Victoria's Secrets before the fight and got bras. They should
exactly
have.
Exactly what we were talking about last night.
Johnny, if they're cheap, they can go to the Fredericks of Hollywood. That's the cheaper place. You can get, like, cheaper stuff there, okay? But, no, if they really want to do their thing, they should have had bras on them. Both those guys. And the white guy, he was proud of that win. How can you be proud of that?
Yeah, that was a slop fest. I could say a lot right now, but I'm biting my tongue.
I know you are. So, November the 3rd, where are we watching the fights? At the Zone?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Zone first. I'm interested. I've always been a fan of Donaire, so I'm interested in seeing how he looks in this fight coming up. And Josh Taylor's a good fighter. I think Ryan Martin's also a good fighter. So that should be a good junior welterweight fight. 140 division popping off quite heavily nowadays. And, you know, and then I'll tune into his ESPN Plus as well. Check out Miguel Belchett and Miguel Roman.
Okay. Looking at Rage's progress, 23-0 now, 19 KOs. Real quick, what do you think's next?
For Regis?
Yeah. Any idea?
Great division. Like I said, he's locked into a tournament right now with the World Boxing Super Series, so it's a matter of who they put in front of him next. But I'd like to see him against the winner of Maurice Hooker and Alex Pacito, Pedro.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Sean Signorella, only on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny, say hello to the old lady. Have a good weekend.
I will do. Everyone out there, enjoy your Sunday. Thank you, Pedro, and the Sports Byline.
Don't forget, you can catch Johnny Sig and Ring Talk, the Ring Talk post presentations on YouTube. Go to Ring Talk Worldwide and YouTube.com and check out all the different shows that we air here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you so much. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to close hour number two after this.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to, 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
It's not by coincidence that I end the show with Bobby Slayton, a Jewish comedian. Of course, my buddy. We've known each other since 1981. Spent a lot of good times around Bobby, a lot of laughs around Bobby. But, you know, this is a week where black people were lynched, mail bombs were sent to like 15 people here in this country, and a synagogue was, they turned into a massacre zone, okay? So, obviously, we need to have a little humor in this country, laugh just a little bit, but it's not laughing. We've got to take certain things seriously. And I really think the fact that assault weapons and people having guns that shouldn't have guns, I mean, this idea of everybody having a gun, this isn't consumers that feel this way. This is the gun manufacturers. It's not the consumers that think that people should have assault weapons, that when you shoot somebody, it shoots a bomb at somebody. It can blow up inside their body and then blow up two people behind them. In other words, go through three or four people and blow them all up. Seriously, these are like bombs. It's like shooting bombs at people. And when you shoot bombs at people at the rate of 80, 90, 200 a minute, come on, man. Something's wrong. Like Larry Merchant said in hour number one, you can't have the citizenry carrying weapons stronger than the police. And I'm a big guy on civil rights and that kind of stuff. But man, common sense has got to come into play here. Please, folks, don't offer me your prayers, your condolences, and all those good wishes and all that kind of stuff. Do something about this. Make my country safe again, please, so kids can go to school. You know, kids are going to go to school tomorrow. I'll be looking over their shoulders again. People going to synagogues looking over their shoulders. Why? Shouldn't happen that way. This is the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There's a million things you can be doing in the world right now, but you listen to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, Ring Talk is nice. That means it's twice, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer is Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.